For the most part, the big ticket items here this year, obviously, we're in a FEMA disaster. We allotted $350,000 for that. We, of course, working through that with FEMA is a 75-25 federal split, and then the possibility of a 10% state reimbursement as well. So if it comes to fruition, obviously that $350,000 will be backed off quite a bit. The ambulance at $180,000, which I don't want to call a routine purchase. It's something that we see rotated in and out of our fleet. The 911 equipment for $200,000. Next month, a grant will open on the state level to apply for a 60-40 grant. And while we did a lot for the full amount, we hope that we also get some return on that grant as well. And then as far as vehicles or things to work with around the county, we have allotted $40,000 for road and bridge trucks because their fleet desperately does need an update, and we cannot expect them to do the work if they can't get to the job site to do the work.
As you know, there's a lot of ifs in there.
Yes, there are ifs. We have allotted the funds, but we will also be pursuing some recoupment of said funds.